Shalom Avracha, welcome to everyone. We continue with Shmira Salosh and Shar Tevuna Perikhes, Shin 181. Where the Chavetz Chaim brings from the Sefer Charedim. Interestingly enough, to point out that in the Mishnah Brura, the Chavetz Chaim encourages us to learn Sefer Charedim. And you see, he took his own advice, and now he's quoting from the Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim was a person who was a nister. He was a hidden person. He hid himself from the greatness of his godless. And he lived in the time period of Darizal, Dari HaKadosh. And there was a Lag Ba'omer, a Maisa, brought down that on Lag Ba'omer, Darizal was dancing with an individual, a very tall, big fellow in white garments. He had his hood over his head. Nobody knew who this person was, but the Arizal's dancing with him. And then the Arizal pulls into the circle the Baal Sefer Charedim, the author of the Sefer Charedim, who is the Shamash of the Shul. And after that Maisa, the Arizal felt it's now important and appropriate to be Megala, to reveal to the world the greatness of the Baal Charedim. And in the Sefer Charedim, he explains how the mitzvahs that we do correspond, and each mitzvah how it corresponds to different body parts. And of course, it gets into deep esoteric topics. Here he writes as follows. Discussing our topic of how to deal with a situation when someone is mecharef you, is megadef you, disgraces and humiliates you in public. And these are the words of the Baal Charedim. B'shomei kol mecharfai u'megadfai b'rabim. When I'm confronted with a situation of those who want to disgrace me and humiliate me in public. So what do? He prepares himself, he says. And that's the key. We always have to prepare ourselves. Osim negdi kaf maznayim. He says, I envision a kaf maznayim, a scale with two sides. Like you see in like when it's like Rosh Hashanah time, Elul, you know, one on the right, one on the left. A balanced scale. The kaf achas, ashmoisai. On one side of the scale, one pan, are my averus. Over kaf shniyah, and then the second side of this pan of the scale, hacherufin vahagidufin, are the disgraces and all this humiliation that he realizes that he might go through right now. In other words, he sees a fellow like the person you told me before we turn on the recorder, I'm not starting off with that person. V'abid kikaf ha'ashomois mata mata. And he says, the picture I draw for myself is that the side of my ashomois, of my averus, are really pulling the scale down. Now, who are we talking about over here? Are we talking about the regular person? We're talking, like I said in the beginning here, we're talking about a man who was the only... Oh, I forgot to tell you something, by the way. You might have figured it out. We're talking about a man who was pulled into the circle to dance with the Arizal. This is the Baal Charedim. And who is this man in white? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. This is the Tano, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, on his yard site, dancing. You ask me, what wasn't he? Didn't he pass away already? I'm telling you, the Mayase Shehoya Kachoya. This is a documented story that happened in the times of the Arizal. And he's saying that he with his Averis, he sees that this is how he envisions dealing with the upcoming situation, that the Averis are down on the right. Ve'eshtoik ve'atztik dini. And I remain silent in face of all this humiliation, and I accept this din, this judgment upon me. And so too says the Charedim, I do the same when I'm confronted with any type of suffering, whether it be with words or with actions. Bein bedibur, bein bemaisa. That I envision a scale in front of me with my averos on the right being pulled down. That I have too many averos. And then what's going to happen is, when he has the mechar from the God from him, and then when he's being humiliated, when he's being disgraced, or any type of other harm, emotional, physical, what's happening is the scale of the averos is going up, and because he's getting his kaparas. And they're going away. The halay on the rain bechush and nakuloy laadam lekabel al atzmai kolab is yonis. He says we can see from experience how easily it is for a person to accept upon himself all sorts of humiliation. If what? A person will accept humiliation if it will not cause him financial loss. His house will remain intact. His car will remain intact. His bank account will remain intact. He can accept it. So what's that teaching us? He says, you're going based on Sreif or other Chas HaShalom, Rachman Latzal, he says other fires or tragedies. While Chas Kam V'Kama Yedeo Shebezeh Yisulik Mi'olav Anshe HaGuf V'Hachamurim. If a person realizes that through these Yisurim, and this is suffering, what's happening is that these averus will be removed. And then the suffering that he would have received physically, financially, whatever it might be, is also going to be removed. Even more so, says the Chafetz Chaim, now we can apply our topic here of savlanus, of practicing the midah of tolerance, shlo yiksha ala adam, that this should not be so difficult for a person. Rak be'eshu oimid neged chaver v'shamei b'zyoinei. Because if there's what is required, requires the person, when he stands in front of his, that individual, we say his friend, it's called his friend, that person who is being mecharif him, megadif him, he knows he's getting his kaparas. If we realize that's what's happening, the same way when the person goes, he knows he has to go to the doctor to get a shot. A tetanus shot. You know, sometimes you give a person a little tap on the shoulders. Oh, that hurts. So what I do? I just got a shot today. We had no idea. Now, why would a person walk himself, drive over to the doctor, make an appointment to get a shot? What are you doing that for? You're inflicting pain upon yourself. But you know that maybe for a day or two, it's going to hurt, but it's protecting you. You're getting a tetanus shot. This, the Chofetz Chaim, our Rebbe, our teacher, is telling us this is how we have to view whether it's a person insulting us, whether it's a person who is harming us in any way, form, or fashion. We have to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Roife Nema. And I said the Roife, the doctor, the spiritual doctor over here. And Hashem says, I know exactly what you need. And I'm going to prescribe exactly what you need at this given moment. And therefore, how should we behave? Now this is the hardest part. This is what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us. How should we behave after the situation over here? We should be besimcha. We should be happy. We should be excited with simcha atzuma. It's a madrega we have to work in. Just because we're saying these words and hearing these words, it doesn't happen overnight. This is an avoida. We have to work on this. This is a life's avoida. It's a very high madrega to reach. But at least we have to know what we have to strive for. The derech we have to go in. These are the beautiful words of the Chafetz Chaim. Imagine hearing this and working on this a person's life. As opposed to, the Gaisha world, you know what happens? You know what happens out there when someone insults somebody? What'd you say to me? What'd you say to me? And then one person insults the next person before you know it, they might get physical, you start pushing each other. Rachman l'Tzlan. That's not a Yiddish way. Here we've been taught, when the person insults somebody, when the person says something you don't like, it's the best thing for you. At this point in time, it's the best thing for you. We should be zoiche to follow the words of the Chavetz Chaim and these very precious words of the Sefer Charedim, which are brought in the Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz in Perek Dalet. And Hashem should give us siyata d'shmaya that the next time something like this happens, we should be zoiche to pass the test, even just a little bit. And if you don't pass the test this time, it means Hashem the next time.